Welcome to Laughs Uncut. We're serving up the hottest sets from the hottest up-and-coming comedians on the scene. It's going to be, well, hot, obviously. Let's get started. Up next, a comedian who has the single most watched clip of all Laugh stand-up clips on Facebook. Here's Tyler Bowe.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Maybe a little too much caffeine before the show. You ever have those 5-hour energy shots? Yeah, I took two of those. Yeah, like an idiot. I was thinking 5-hour energy plus 5-hour energy. Should be looking at about 10 hours of energy. Yeah, that is not how that works out at all. Yeah, you don't get 10 hours of energy. What you get is a 45-minute panic attack. Yeah. I don't know if you've experienced that personally, but it's terrifying. Yeah, I took the first one, and I was impatient. I was like, I don't think it's kicking in. Nah. Waited about 15 minutes, and I took the next one, and then it was immediately apparent I'd done something horribly wrong. Yeah. Heart's beating like a hummingbird. Brrr. Sweating out of my eyeballs. I can hear my hair growing. I'm like, that's not a good sign. But I'm here. I'm excited. I was in an a cappella group when I was in college. Yeah. If you're not familiar with a cappella music, a cappella is a Latin word. It means without girlfriends. Yeah. It was actually an all-guy group, so it was kind of a great way to meet single men, really. I studied history in college, and I'm a big fan of history. I was recently watching a show on the History Channel all about weaponry, and it was talking about how advancements in technology affected warfare. And I was thinking, man, I bet the first guy that ever fell victim to a bayonet was probably very confused. Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly how that scenario went down, but I just picture some guy coming back over the battle lines. He's all jacked up. He's like, medic! Guy comes running over. What happened? And that guy just stabbed me with a gun. He's like, you mean shot? No, stabbed. With a sword? No, a gun. Guy's like, that's not even possible. He's like, well, it just happened. That's crazy, right? That guy brought a gun to a gunfight and got stabbed. Man, that's not supposed to happen. There's a lot of stuff I don't understand. I don't understand why guys get prescriptions for Viagra. I mean, I understand logistically why guys need it. I just don't understand why guys get it. Why would you get a prescription for a pill for a condition you're not even certain you're gonna be in? Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying? Never in my life have I been that certain or that confident about when the sex is gonna happen. Who has that? Taking a pill and been like, yo, this is going down in like 30 to 40 minutes. Who has that level of confidence? I'm optimistic. I can be hopeful. I'm married. I could have tickets to a show, maybe a nice dinner reservation. I'm in a winer and a diner. But you know, maybe 5 o'clock rolls around. I've already taken the pill. Then I say something stupid or insensitive. Yeah. Everything goes sideways on me. Now I got a 4-hour problem on my hands. Now where are we? My wife's upset. She's like, I don't even want to talk to you right now. I'm like, great, because I could use a little alone time myself. I don't even think guys should get that prescription. I don't. I think women should get the prescription and then administer the pill as necessary. Yeah. Absolutely. Ladies, you're in control. Be in control. You imagine that? As you come home, she's waiting for you. Here, take this. I'm like, thank you, I will. And then in like 20 minutes, you're like, here, take this. And she's like, thank you, I will. Just seems like a way better situation. Yeah. Don't leave it up to us. A guy just going to get a prescription for Viagra, that's like going to the pharmacy like, hey, can I get some cough medicine? Why, do you have a cough? I don't know, I might later. If I play my cards right. There's a lot of dating sites out there to help people find each other. Did anyone notice when the online dating sites started? They started out very general, and then they got more and more specific. They started out general, like OkCupid, Match.com, just people finding other people, and they started getting more and more specific. The first one that I noticed that was specific was Christian Mingle, right? No problem with that site. The tagline's a little bold, if you ask me. It's Christian Mingle, find God's match for you. Really now? That's who's doing the matching? Yeah. No, first of all, that's false advertising. Second of all, pretty sure that's blasphemy. Yeah, I don't think you can legally say that. They would have you believe it's God doing the matching, right? You fill out a profile, you should be with Christy. Yeah. Thanks, big guy. I hate to break it to you, it's not divine intervention. They got Christian Mingle just for Christian people. They got J-Date just for Jewish singles. But then we've gotten all the way. I understand the religious sites, right? Your religious beliefs have a lot to do with your morals, your ethics, how you live your life, maybe how you want to raise your kids. But we've gotten all the way to farmersonly.com. Farmers only. That's crazy specific. That's an occupation. Is there anyone in here who has a job and would only want to date and marry someone who also has that job? You're like, listen, I'm a plumber. I only want to marry a lady plumber. Plus the website, the title seems a little standoffish to me, right? Farmers only. Just seems a little abrupt. Farmers only. What if there's a nice girl who's like, hey, I do a bit of gardening. We said farmers. Farmers only. Get off the daggone website. You're either a farmer or you ain't a farmer. Get off the daggone website. I'm sick and tired of non-farmers clogging up the site traffic. Yeah, hard enough catching a Wi-Fi signal out here. Yeah, I had to kick a guy off the website a couple weeks ago because he's like, I raise cattle. You're a rancher. Get off the site. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a farmer. I don't have a lot of options. What am I supposed to do? Go out to a nightclub? Oh, I'm partying till 4 in the morning. You know what time I gotta be up? 4 in the morning. Yeah, I grow wheat. Yeah, what am I supposed to do? Get on Tinder? Oh, I wonder if there's any hot women within 5 miles of me. Not unless they live on my farm. I like alcohol. I like all the alcohols. I do. I like them all, but individually. I don't like them together. I don't drink cocktails for a lot of reasons, but they're usually more expensive if you're out. I was at a bar in Hollywood one time. I got a cocktail. I don't know why. I don't know what was in the drink. Bartender hands it to me. He's like, that'll be $17. Yeah, $17. I was like, there better be 3 gallons of gas in there. Right? Yeah, Ty, what are you drinking? I'm like, regular, I think. I like all the alcohols. Some people have a problem with specific types of alcohol, right? They have a bad experience and they kind of write that off. Like a lot of us have that one friend who maybe had a bad night with tequila. They're like, I'm never drinking tequila again. You're like, oh, so you're sober? No, just tequila. Yeah, that's the culprit. I'm sure you do just fine with bourbon. Some people work their way to sobriety one type of alcohol at a time. Man, they have a bad experience, they're done with that one. That's why sometimes you see that old guy at the end of the bar just sipping Sambuca, that weird black licorice stuff. Yeah, you're like, why would you drink that? He's like, there's nothing left. It's a lot of rough nights. Caffeine and alcohol, those are probably my only two vices. I never got into any hard drugs. Yeah, I feel like it's a personality thing. This is what I feel like it comes down to. I would rather hang out with a bunch of guys than a bunch of girls. And I know that's a weird leap of logic, and I'll explain it to you. Ladies, I love you, but I don't want to hang out with you in large groups. You're a bit intimidating, right? I can't be that emotionally available to that many people at one time. And that's my problem. But I can hang out with a large group of guys because guys are more casual, right? And that's the difference between drugs and alcohol right there. If you never thought about this, it's guys and girls. Every alcohol's a guy. Every alcohol's a guy. Next time you go in a bar, look at the bar top, right? Every alcohol's a guy. So if you go out for a night of drink and you were hanging out with the fellas, who is it? It's Jim, it's Jack, it's Jose, it's Captain Mo, Johnny Walker, Sam Adams, like 15 Glens, a couple of buds, it's all guys. Right? But you go to a party, they got hard drugs. Who's there? Crystal, Lucy, Molly, Mary Jane. Yeah, that's a crazy ladies' night right there. Yeah, what's going on? Just getting the girls together. Come party with us. No, I don't know what's going on in that party. Lucy's staring off into the clouds. Mary's got the munchies. Molly's grinding against the couch. Crystal's in the corner scratching her face off. Forget that. I'll be back at the bar with the fellas. You guys are great. I'm Tyler Bowe. Thank you very much.
Follow Tyler on Twitter at Tyler Bowe and never miss a live show. This next comedian is a favorite on the Los Angeles scene, and I can't wait to share her set with you right now. From Pechanga Comedy Club in Temecula, California, here's Paige Weldon.
Oh, thanks. Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Pretty good? How is everyone's self-esteem? Okay, a healthy mix in the crowd. That's good to hear. I'll tell you guys right now, my self-esteem is not doing so hot. I think it's because recently someone told me that I seem like I would have allergies. Oh, cool. Just something about my vibe seems like a peanut would kill me for sure. That's how I am coming off to people. I don't know about you guys, but I have been tracking a pretty steady decline in my self-esteem from the first day I got a cell phone with a front-facing camera. Have you guys ever just accidentally turned that on? It's like, oh, I have 1,000 chins. Okay. Good to know. But I am pretty cute. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Stop. Oh. Guys, that's why I do it. That's what I'm up here for. I think I am pretty firmly a cute girl, right middle of the road, doing fine. And I am okay with that, but sometimes I do wish I were more extreme looking, you know? Like, I wish I were really hot or really ugly, either one. Because right now I feel like I am just attractive enough that I have to take care of myself. And I would really like to give up. I would love to do that. Just calm down. I think if I could choose between being really hot or really ugly, I would honestly choose ugly. Because if you're like a hot person, at some point the party's over, you know? You're just not gonna be hot forever. But if you're ugly, screw it from the get-go, you know? Just relax your whole life. Seems nice. Let's talk about my weight. I know you're all wondering. Cool 120 up here. Pretty good. Thank you so much. 125, I don't know. I think that's pretty good. I should be happy with that, but I'm not. I'm gonna try to lose weight because I feel like I am this frustrating level of skinny where people get mad at me if I say that I am not skinny, but I am still not skinny enough that anyone is worried about me. I just want people to be concerned, you know? I want people to ask me if I've been sick recently. That's how I'll know I've reached my goal weight. I'll be there. It is very expensive to be alive. Has this been happening to you guys? Have you been incurring the costs? Is this... It's so expensive to be alive, but lucky for me, one of my favorite things to do in the world is spend money that I do not have. Oh, I love it so much. Every time I go shopping, I feel like I'm my own tired, struggling single mother. I just look at myself and I'm like, honey, we cannot afford this right now. But then I'm also like, but I want it! And I buy it for her because I need her to love me, you know? You gotta love yourself first, folks. You don't have to if you don't want to. That's your choice. I used to work at a library. I don't know if that's surprising to anyone. I didn't. I worked at a library for a long time, and when I worked there, I was actually the second hottest girl who worked at the library. It's pretty good. Right after this girl who looked just like me, but she didn't wear glasses, so she looked a little bit better. What ended up happening, because I was so hot at the library, was that one of the volunteers wrote me a love letter. It's pretty nice. He left it for me in my little mailbox. I liked it. I always remember it. He said a lot of nice things about me, like my eyes were like pools of something. I don't know what. I can never remember what. And my eyes are green. I don't know what you wanted a pool of, Clayton. He also said my lips were like strawberries. That was a pretty one. One thing he said, though, that really threw me off is he said my back was like mountains. Just feel like he could have explained that one more, I guess. I think the rest of my life, if people only said nice things to me, I would still only remember that that guy said my back was like mountains. And that someone else said I seem like I would have allergies. Okay, that's just me, I guess. That's what I'm like. I am an adult. I don't know if that was clear to everyone. I'm an adult. I'm a grown-up person. I am an adult who often carries a backpack. Thank you. It's not a big deal. I'm on the go. I just got a lot of stuff. It's not a big deal. But it can be a little awkward because right now I happen to be working right near a middle school. If I take a late lunch walk by around 3 p.m., I do start blending in with the students. And passersby have to ask themselves, is that a quirky 20-something? Or does that seventh grader look terrible? Pretty good for a ninth grader, though, I think. Pretty good if I was in ninth grade. Are there any girlfriends here? Is anyone here a girlfriend? Clap. Sorry if anyone has to have a weird conversation later because I asked that. You're not seeing anyone else, right? Okay. I ask because girlfriends love me. Across the board, every girlfriend loves me, which is cool. I like to make new friends, but also that hurts my feelings. Like, every time I have ever met a friend's girlfriend and later had him be like, oh yeah, my girlfriend thought you were really cool, what I've heard was, oh yeah, my girlfriend did not think you were a threat. In fact, she was wondering if we could hang out more. She's been super busy lately. Guys, I'm okay. Don't get upset. I'm gonna run this by you guys. Let's see if you think I'm a bad person. I like when my friends go through breakups. Is that bad? Don't answer. I like when my friends go through breakups, not because I like seeing someone I care about suffer, but because I like getting a lot of texts. It makes me feel popular. I firmly believe it is a law of the universe that one man's breakup is another woman's renewed friendship. Oh, you're back! And you're still sad, I can work with this. I know what to do. I am a relationship person. I know, right? Paige wants to be loved. What a bitch. I am. I'm a relationship person. I get into relationships. I'll really hit home over there. Should I redo that one for TV? Do you guys want to see me say bitch again? I'm not going to do it again. I am a relationship person. I am a relationship person. I think it's because men just look at me and they think, well, she seems like she'd give me rides to the airport for 6 months to a year. And I will. I absolutely will. I like being in a relationship because I like leaving a party early and having it be fine. If you are part of a couple and you tell the host of a party, hey, we're gonna take off, they're like, oh my God, totally get it. Thanks for coming at all. Go be in love. If you are single and you go to leave a party early with no explanation, people are like, is she gonna kill herself? Should we do something? I love leaving. You guys like leaving? I love leaving. It is my favorite part of every event. It is the reason I came here tonight. Oh, it's gonna feel so good. I love leaving so much. It's better than every other part of an event. Like, showing up somewhere sucks. You show up somewhere, you have to learn things, figure out where the snacks are, who to avoid. When you leave somewhere, you ate all the snacks, you avoided everyone, you're done. You can go home and imagine the people who are still there missing you, like asking where you went. You might even get a did you leave text. Ooh, you ever get a did you leave text? It's like, yeah, I did. And I am not responding to this until 2 p.m. tomorrow. You are gonna wonder what happened to this. Leaving so much that sometimes when I am not actually leaving a place and someone gets confused and says goodbye to me, I will just go. I think, oh my God, what a good idea. I love leaving so much that I don't really ever want kids, but I probably will start a family someday just so I can leave them. It'd be like the ultimate leaving achievement. It'd be pretty cool. I know the main thing people don't like about leaving is saying goodbye, right? It can be like hard or awkward to say goodbye. But did you know you don't have to? You can just leave. It's fine. No one cares. I think if you're the kind of person that finds everyone at a party and says goodbye to them before you leave, you have incredible self-esteem. Because what you're doing is going up to everyone individually and saying, hey, I'm not gonna be here anymore. Thought you might want to know that. When I go to leave a place, I just mutter to myself, let's go. That's it for me, guys. Thanks.
Paige recently recorded a comedy album that will be released very soon. Find out when you can get your copy by following her on Twitter at Paige Weldon. This next comedian came all the way from Ireland just to be on the show. Okay, not really. He came to Hollywood to be a star, but he did drive from Hollywood to be on Laughs. Here's Frank Cronin.
I'm Irish. It seems my reputation has preceded me. I know we're known for fighting, but 300-1 seems just a little unfair. Yes, look at you, great smiles. Americans, you have great smiles. I have asymmetrical horse-like chompers. There's certain parts of the world I can't go for fear of being poached for my ivory. Mufubu! Mufubu, kill him! The king needs more keys for his piano! Your teeth in America, they're so straight. The LGBT community, they kind of hate you. Mine, not so much, not so straight. They sort of go with the wind. Yeah. So this, my friends, is an Irish accent. Irish accent voted sexiest accent in the world this year. Hey! Ah. We beat the French. They came at us with words like creme brulee and tout le jour and no. And we just stood there all night drinking until finally someone says, I can't feel my legs, Michael. And we won. Right? But we only won the battle. We didn't win the war because same year, Irish men voted ugliest men in the world. So that's why I'm speaking through a microphone. I'm playing to my strengths. Now, a little bit about me. Before doing comedy, I was in the Irish Army.
Yeah!
The legal one, relax. Sometimes when I say I'm in the army, especially in America, it gets like a round of applause, you know? Because there's just something irresistible about government-sanctioned murder and shiny boots. But it is somewhat of an achievement, you know? Because 10,000 people apply every year, and we don't even have a single tank. Yeah. We have pretty much the same firepower as the American Boy Scouts. That said, to get in, it's pretty tricky. Right? So basically, there's a barrage of tests. There's eye tests, ear tests, drug tests, blood tests, all sorts of tests. Not too many academic tests, you know, because they still need people to walk in front of small arms fire. Fast forward, the final test is a psychiatric evaluation, because everybody knows you have to be 100% sane if you're going to kill someone with your bare hands. When you get in, it's very quiet, because there's nothing anyone wants to invade Ireland for, unless, of course, you have a fetish for rain and depression, right? So the Irish government, they rent us out, right? Well, the United Nations rent us out. We basically feel like armed prostitutes, right? So there, it's true. Fast forward a few years, me, Frankie Cronin, elite special unit, jungles of Liberia, West Africa, 2005, I'm on patrol. It was quiet, like this. And my section commander does this, which is the hand signal for, come up here, Frank. I'm going to put your life in danger. If he does this, different mission altogether. If he does this, look, I don't know what it means, but the hips don't lie. Right. So he says, in a low whisper, he says, Frank, I want you to crawl up the right flank and post the grenade on the enemy position. Whatever you do, don't let him know you're coming. And I said, there you are, sir! And that's why I'm doing comedy now, because all my friends are dead. Yeah. Moving right along. Now, sometimes when I do comedy, that was a great joke, right? Sometimes when I'm doing comedy, there's a 2-drink minimum, and my dad came to see me do comedy. And as he's walking in, the hostess very kindly said, just so you know, there's a 2-drink minimum. To which my father immediately said, oh yeah? What's the maximum? And she kindly said, hey, there's no maximum. And he said, all right, give me 2 maximums then. See, that's the thing about in Ireland. Like, we don't have time for the drinking games that you have here, like flip cup and beer pong. We don't want anything getting between us and absolute oblivion. It's true. And our reputation as Irish people is so big here in America that when I walk into a liquor store, I can literally see the owner's eyes planning his early retirement, upgrading the wife, buying the car for his kids. And yeah, it's true. And also, we don't really have AA in the same way you have AA in America. But we do have a place where you can go and talk about your problems with your friends. It's called the local pub. Hi, I'm Michael, and I'm an alcoholic. Great, we have everything you need right here. There's money being made, there's lives being destroyed, kids in the streets, fantastic. God, you're so optimistic, you Americans. It's insane. I'll be honest with you, let me just, I wanna share, I think we're doomed. I think we're doomed, and it's not because of global warming or fracking or the fact that Kim Kardashian's ass has more followers than Gandhi ever did. Right? Or the fact that the polar bears can't find any more ice for their Coca-Cola or whatever the problem was up there. Something far more simple and sinister than that. My childhood friends are having babies. Yeah, these are the same people who only 2 years ago couldn't decide between health insurance and the new Batman Lego. The only thing that qualifies these guys to be anywhere near kids is the fact that they still watch cartoons and they get a little bit cranky if they don't see a pair of tits in a while. Yeah, and let's be realistic. Let's be realistic. A child, a baby, is actually more hassle than it is useful. You know what I mean? Like, fair enough, you could use a baby as a doorstop, or maybe something to keep the draft out on a cold winter's night. Or a spare pillow, you know, if you had an unexpected house guest. But it would have to be one of those big boned American babies, because if it was a bony Irish baby, she'd never get any sleep. And what is a child really when you boil it down to its essence? Not literally, of course. A child is basically just an excuse to leave dinner directly after dessert. Hi, Malcolm's tired. No, Malcolm's not tired, you creme brulee eating horse. Nobody's going anywhere until the dishes are done. We don't need any more babies making any more babies. Oh, maybe I should be a dad. I'm going to tell you a little story about sex education instead. How about that? Thank you. I love you too. A little weird that you actually did that in the middle of the sex education chunk. But very good. Okay. So, apart from all the differences we have in the world, Irish and Americans were very similar. Irish and Americans, we get sex education given to us around the age of 12. The only difference is that in Ireland, we get sex education given to us by a nun. Yeah. Unfortunately, not the joke. Yeah. At the end of the class, the nun said, "Has anybody got any questions?" And brave Sean McElhenney raised his chubby little hand. He was brave now, not just because he was asking a question, but because he was the only little man to stand up while his little man was standing up. And he said, "Excuse me, sister, do you have to put your balls in as well?" Sean McElhenney lowered his hand and awaited the response. The nun said, "Yes. I think so. But I don't know for sure. I'll have to ask the priest. He'll definitely know." And he did. Thank you, Francis Cronin.
Frank has a hilarious sketch group, and he's always posting new videos. Keep up with all of them by following him on Twitter, at GlowPunk. Even if you haven't heard of this next comedian yet, you probably follow him on Twitter. Seriously, he has a lot of followers. From Hilarity's Comedy Club in Cleveland, here's Pauly Casillas.
Winter's coming. Winter is my favorite time of the year because I don't sweat when I eat. That's important. Also, I love winter because I can leave my kids in the car while I go shopping and they don't die. Let's just give them a phone with Netflix. They're good. They go watch the next season of Narcos. I'm a fun guy. I like to do fun things. Like, a fun thing to do is to text random numbers with, "Hey, I'm outside." They'll call you back, freaking out. Like, "I don't see you." All you gotta do is, "I'm in the bushes." So much fun. Another fun thing I like to do is I like to hold the door open for people, but while they're still kind of far away. Then now do that awkward walk run to try to catch the door. Then right when they get there, you shut it like, "Nah, you took too long. I don't have all day to be nice. My kid's in the car right now." Another fun thing I like to do, I like to leave unwrapped condoms in the back seat of my married friend's car. He's going through a divorce right now. It's hilarious. No, don't do that. You're gonna get someone murdered. Don't do that. But do wear khaki pants and a red polo shirt and shop at Target. It's the funnest thing ever. Because they'll come up to ask you about, like, hey, where's the kitty litter? And just look at them and say, does it look like I work here? Their face alone is worth the drive to any Target. My favorite thing to do, though, is to start fights on Facebook because people are dumb, like, a lot, and a lot of them are on Facebook. I'm in this car club. I like cool pictures of cars, so I joined this car club group. And they put up an article about how they're going to take the Confederate flag off the General Lee, off the Dukes of Hazzard car, and everyone was pissed. They're like, oh, what are they going to do next? Change the name? That's how I read their comments in my head like that. So I put my comment in, and my comment was a picture of a hot guy in Confederate flag underwear with the caption, tell them to take this flag down. ... slowly. And then they kicked me out. They kicked me out of the car club group. Now I can't see cool pictures of cars on the internet. That's a joke. They're everywhere. Cool pictures are everywhere. I'm 34. I gotta change my life. I get way too high. I smoke way too much weed. No, smoke me out after the show, after we film this. I get way too high. I was driving the other day and it was raining. And I freaked out because I forgot my car had windshield wipers. So I'm driving, like, this is so dangerous. I wish there was something on this car that would just move this water out of my line of sight. This is how I know I get too high. I caught myself squinting at the television after I've been watching this movie for like 30 minutes. And I was like, why am I squinting? My glasses are on. It's because I was watching it minimized in the guide channel. For 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes of my life I'm never getting back, ever. I gotta change my life. I wanna be rich too. I wanna be rich. Like, to me, rich is debt-free, bills paid. That's all I want. Like, right? Like, if my wife were to be like, Paulie, what do you want from me sexually to do to you that would get you off? I'd be like, baby, I just want you and another woman to lend me 10 grand. That would be so hot if you did that. It'd be so hot. I just want to be the kind of rich to where I'm not afraid to answer a phone call from a number I don't know. Like, I just want that in my life. Like, oh, let's find out who's calling from Chicago this time. I also need to lose weight. I lost 60 pounds last year, and then I gained it all the way back this year. It was easier, but I could tell I'm still losing weight. I'm still losing weight because the belt fits loose around my neck when I masturbate. No, it's all right. I don't mind being fat. It's hard to lose weight because, like, pizza. They have all five food groups in one meal. There's no nutritional facts on the back, so I feel guilty for eating 8 servings. No, because pizza doesn't judge. I drive for Uber too. But no, it's like dark Uber. Like, because I drive a Prius, so if I'm next to my car and you need a ride, all of a sudden I'm Uber. This happened to me. I was walking out of a bar a couple weeks ago, and some guy couldn't get a taxi, couldn't get an Uber, and he looks at me, makes eye contact with me, and he's like, I'll give you 10 bucks to take me up the street. I was like, sir, it's going to be 40 because there's a price surge right now. And he was like, price surge? I was like, yeah, I'm drunk. And we gotta stop for tacos. I'm also a father. I have two beautiful daughters. I have a 5-year-old daughter and I have a 5-month-old daughter. And I thank you, thank you. No, you don't have to clap. It just confirms that I've had sex twice. That's it. That's it. It's on the books, guys. But I love holding the young one. I love holding her, but I have to make sure I'm wearing a shirt when I do because she'll latch. And listen, guys, if you're not ready for your child to suck on your nipple, you're not ready to be a father, point blank. And you can't freak out like, oh, get off me, like that. You can't. The thing is, though, I have great breasts. Like, they're perky. They don't sag. The nipple is proportionate to the breast. This is how I know I have great breasts. I passed out drunk at a friend's house, shirtless, as I do. And he took a picture of just this little pocket area right here. And he sent it to me. So when I wake up out of my stupor, I look at my phone. I was like, oh, there's my breast right there. It's a great joke. It's a good joke. But then he told me that his girlfriend saw the picture a week later and moved out of the house. Like, didn't even ask him about it. Just came to the conclusion that that was a female breast on his phone and moved out. And that's how I know I have a great breast. This is a homewrecker right here. This one specifically. I have a 5-year-old and it's good. I love my 5-year-old and I love that she's turning into, like, I could see my influence on her, that she's gonna be like her dad. But the thing is, she does mean stuff to me. Like, I was hanging out on the couch and she comes up and she's like, can I paint your nails? I was like, yeah, go ahead. So she gets her kid, the toenail polish, the polish, I don't know what it's called, the nail polish. She gets the nail polish, she comes up and she does this hand, does the other hand, does my toenails, does them all cute, blows them off, and then looks at me and she's like, there, now you're a pretty fat girl. I was like, did you just set me up for this? Is this what this whole thing was? It's hard being a dad though. It's really hard, but the thing is, with life, it'll give you these instances to where you could use visuals and show the kids life lessons. And that happened to us. We were walking out of the house, me and the oldest, and there was a baby bird chirping in a nest. And I was like, oh, look at the baby bird. And we're watching it, and all of a sudden, a hawk swoops down, takes the baby bird and leaves with it to eat it. And she's freaking out. She's like, what happened? Are they gonna kill him? That's not the dad, right? I was like, calm down, this is what happened. That baby bird called her dad a pretty fat girl. That's what happened. Life lesson right there. I'm Pauly Casillas. Thank you guys so much.
If you're one of the few people on Twitter who doesn't follow Pauly, you're missing out. Look him up at Pauly Peligroso now. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Let us know what you thought on Twitter at Laughs TV Show. We'll be back next Wednesday with a brand new show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss a laugh.